Okay, today is Daf Nun. We're on Daf Memtes somewhere, but for sake of clarity, we're going to go back to the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara, and we'll start from there. And today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Il Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas, Sham Shavon Aliyah. Ready? Rav Itmar, Rav Amar, Shtus Mekach Shaninu. The sixth is a sixth of the sale price. Ushmul Amar Shtus Mos Nami Shalinu. It's also a sixth of the money. What does that mean? A sixth of the money? What? No, it's not what it means. What it means is as follows. Let's say the item is worth seven, and you sell it for six. So who gets ripped off? The seller. Is that a sixth?
No.
No, it's not a sixth. Right, the seller receives six. It's supposed to be seven. He receives six. What's the fraud of that sale?
One
is a sixth of six.
Yeah.
So it's also ona.
Okay.
That's the pshat. You hear?
Oh, okay.
It's not a sixth. It's actually 14.3%, which is not a sixth. A sixth is 16.6%.
Right.
It's less than a sixth.
Uh-huh.
Shmuel says it's still ona. Why is it still ona? Why?
Look at the price he paid.
Because he got a six. The fraud is one. One is a sixth of six. Very simple. According to Rav, no, that's not true. You look at the price you paid, and is there ona? Shmuel's much more broad than Rav. Okay, now that we know that, this Gemara is going to go so fast. Okay, that's all you needed to know. Ready? Now, Shmuel Amar, right? Shavi Shita Bechamsha. If it's worth six, and you sell it for five. Shavi Shita Beshiva. Or it's worth six, and you sell it for seven. Kuli Ami Lo Pligir Debasar Mecha Chazlinan. Everybody hold, you go after the sale. Vonahi. And it's Onah. Why? Whether it's worth six, what was the case? It was worth six. You sell it for five. So first of all, that's ona according to everybody. It's 16.6%. If you go by Shmuel's way, it's even 20%. If it's worth six, you sell it for seven, right? It's only 14.3% ona, but according to Shmuel, the fraud is one. It's a sixth, also ona. Still ona, according to Shmuel. Everyone agrees it's ona. Right? Shmuel also holds like Rav. Also agrees to Rav. So since seven goes down to six, it's also ona. Ki pligi, when's the machlokas? Shavi chamsha b'shita. If it's worth five and you sell it for six. Or shiva b'shita. If it's worth seven and you sell it for six. Why? Lishmuel does the maslina basar mosas linan. He says you go by the money. Idi v'idi ona havi. It's both cases are ona. Why? Both cases are 1/6 exactly. According to the l'rav, dara basar mekach has linan. He says you go basar mekach. So shavi chamsha b'shita. If it was worth five and you sell it for six, that's a 20%. It's more than a sixth.
It's more than ona.
The sale is void. That's talach. If it's more than ona, the sale is void. Shavi shiva b'shita, but if it's worth seven and you sell it for six, mechila havi, it's mochel. Why is it mochel? Because it's only 14.3%. It's less than a sixth, it's fine. According to Shmuel, no, it's a sixth. Why is it a sixth? Because the fraud was one, and one is a sixth of six. Ushmuel Amar, ki amrina mechila bitul mekach. When do we say that there's a mechila and the or either or mechila? Meaning if it's below a sixth or greater than a sixth, hecha deleka shtus mishnei tzadim. That's where there's no sixth both ways, either the price or this other new way that Shmuel came up with. What's the fraud amount and how is that in relation to the? What would be a case like that? Let's say, for example, it was worth 51, and you sold it for 60, right? So according to that, if you go by the regular purchase price, it's a fraud of 9 on 51. That's a 17.7%. It's more than a sixth. If you do it the other way, Shmuel's way, it's only 8.3%. So according to Rav, right? So according to Shmuel, one side is good enough. Aval hecha de'ika shtus b'tarechad onahavi. That would be ona. So Shmuel's, I'm more broad, but I acquire either one. Right. Now, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, ona is dalad kesef me'esem v'arba kesef. 4 out of 24. L'sela, when it's worth a sela, so 4 out of 24. Shtus l'mekach. One sixth. My love, doesn't that mean the zabin shavi esrim v'esrim v'arba? You sold something for 20. You sold something worth 20. You sold it for 24. Ushma mina shtus mos na mishaninu. And Shmuel's right. Because according to Rav, it's not a sixth. But according to Shmuel, it's a sixth of the total amount. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The zavin shavi esrim v'arba v'esrim. No, it's worth 24. You sold it for 20. So who got ripped off? The seller. 1 minute. How do you know that a seller also can have be the subject of onah? How do you know that? So we're going to learn it out of psukim. The problem is, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, minas ana, such a thing. Who got ripped off in this case? Mocher, the seller. But 1 minute. Eima seifa, look at the seifa. It said, how long, what's the statute of limitations for onah? How long can you claim somebody ripped me off? The answer is, the Mishnah says this, ad matai masai mutter lahagzer. How long can you get it back? Bichtei shiir l'tago l'krovo. You're going to show it to your neighbor, the merchant, or you can show it to your cousin. Right? Your cousin's the big expert. Right? Now, 1 second. V'omer of Nachman, Rav Nachman's going to say either today or tomorrow, lo shanu el lokeach. That's only true if you're a buyer. Avol mocher l'olam chozer. A seller can always go back. Why? Because Rav Nachman's going to say tomorrow or the day after, I don't remember, a seller has no way of knowing how much it's worth. The buyer can go to his cousin, the big maven, and go to another store. Well, how does the seller know? Who's the seller going to? He has no one to go to. And he doesn't even have the item. He sold it. So he doesn't have the item.
But the seller has to buy it from somebody.
Fine, but there's a sale price. There's a wholesale price and a retail price.
Right.
So the retail price, how does the seller know he got ripped off? He doesn't have the item. He can't show it to anybody. So Rav Nachman's going to say, the seller has a much bigger statute of limitations. As a matter of fact, it never ends. 6 months later, he's going to meet somebody. By the way, I sold to Chaim Yankel. I sold him. What? Hey, he got totally ripped off. If that's the truth, then the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where the onah is on the buyer, on the seller, but then the Mishnah went ahead and said, what's the statute of limitations for the buyer? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Ella, the answer must be the savin shavi esrim v'arba v'esrim v'tmanya. It's worth 24, and you charge 28. That's a sixth, according to Rav, and according to Shmuel. But at least it's according to Rav. And the ona is on the buyer. How long does the buyer have to figure out ona until he shows it to somebody? That makes sense. Now the next
because
Shmuel agrees with Rav.
Seventh.
What?
You pay 28 for a $24 item.
That's a sixth.
That's a seventh if you go by 28.
What? No, you go by 24. What should it cost? It should cost 24. You sold it for 28. Right? So it's 4 into 24. It's a sixth. That's how you do it.
Well, what if you set a point to one of them, you go by the what you paid for it.
Shmuel said, I agree with Rav, and I even say something more than Rav. So in a case where Rav will have a 14.3% loss, fraud, I hold it's already a sixth. So I'm more machmir than Rav, but I agree with Rav. Right? So I don't have to come on to my cheshen if Rav's right. That's what we're trying to make the Mishnah according to Rav. Then Shmuel agrees with that. Now Tanan, now look at the second case. Horror of Tarfon Balud, Hono Shmona Kesef Yesen V'Arba Kesef, Shlel Shlish Lamekach. It's a 8 out of 24, which is a third. Right? What does that mean, 8 out of 24? What does that mean? My love, what does that mean? That means, Dezabin, Shiva, Shitri, Be'esim V'arba. It's worth 16, and he sold it for 24. Shma mina, Shlish mos, Nami shoninu. What do you, if it's worth 16, and he sold it for 24, that's not ona. Why not? Because 8, it's 50% loss. It's a 50% ripoff. It's not a sixth. So according to Rav, that's not onah. The sale's void. According to Shmuel, no, it's onah because it's a sixth of the total price, right? Like I said, one. Remember? So Gemara says that can't be right because we're not holding like Rav. So Gemara says no. Lo, the zabin shavi esav arba b'shitzar. No, the other way around. It was 24, and you sold it for 16. Okay, so then mimisane, who got ripped off? Mocher, the seller. Same question. Aim a seifa, but the seifa says, what's the statute of limitations? Amalehem, kalayom, mutalachzar. The whole day. The Tafran gave longer time. The whole day you have. Amar of Nachman, the losh el lokek. That's only a buyer has all day. Why? Because again, he has the item. He can show it to people. Aval mocher, but the seller, he doesn't have the item anymore. How's he showing it to people? How's he going to prove that he got ripped off? That he undercharged? There's no way to do that. He doesn't have it. So, lo'olam chos, he can always take it back. If he could prove it, you know? So the Gemara says, that can't be right, because we're trying to find a situation where Rav agrees. And if it's worth 24, you sold it for 16, doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, Ella must be the Zav and Shavi Chavdala betlasan vitrain. It was worth 24, and you sold it for 32. Okay?
If he knows
which is a third.
If he knows that
and the loss, the fraud is on the buyer. Yeah.
If he knows that the value is going to go down tomorrow.
Right, so we're not talking about an item like that. We're talking about these things that could never change the price.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're talking about. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We have a brisa that supports Shmuel. Okay? Even though we just kept saying, we're trying to show Rav is right, they want the mission to drive with Rav, there's a brisa that supports Shmuel. What brisa? Mi shehutal alav yado alal yona. There's going to be a price that's going to come up every day in the next 3 days. The one who gets cheated has the upper hand. Mi shehutal means the one who got cheated. Alav yado alal yona. Ketzad, what does that mean? Machalo shavehe bavav. If it's worth five and you sell it for six. If it's worth five and you sell it for six, what's the fraud? What's the fraud? Right? According to Rav's way, more than a sixth. It's 20%. So there's no onah. There's no onah. What's the pshat?
It's void.
It's void. Yet the price is going to say, if it's worth five, you sell it for six. Right? What's the fraud? According to Rav, not onah. It's worse than onah. It's void. According to Shmuel, it's onah. Why is it onah? Because the fraud is one, and one out of six is a sixth. Right? According to Shmuel, it's onah. What do you see? Ketzad, for example, Machal Shavah Bavav, Minasane, who gets ripped off? Lokeach, the buyer. Right? Yod Lokeach Al Yonah. So the buyer has the upper hand. He can do one of two things. When he discovers the Yonah, Ratza Omar Tainli Ma'osi, give me my money back. The deal's off. Oh, or, no, I want this item. Tainli Masha Ani Yusi. Give me back the fraud. I'm not going to cancel the whole sale. Give me back my dollar. Right? That's what it means, that the guy who got defrauded has the upper hand. He can choose either one he wants.
Right.
But what do you see from here? Machalo shave sheish b'chamesh. If it was worth six and you sold it for five, right? If it was worth six and you sold it for five. Now, according to Shmuel, it's more than onah. But according to Rav, it's onah. Shmuel agrees with Rav. Again, same story. Minasane, who got ripped off? Mocher, the seller. Yad Mocher Al Yonah. So the seller now has the upper hand. Ratza Omalo Tainli Mikri. Give me my item back. You cheated me. Gesund. Oh, Tainli Masha Ani Usi. Oh, give me back the fraud. What do you see from here? That the Braisa supports Shmuel. The Braisa supports Shmuel. Because the first case wasn't Onah. It was worse than Onah. It was 20%. And what does the Braisa say? It's Onah. How could it be Onah? Only according to Shmuel. Okay. Now starts today's daf.
At what point does it go from Ona to
20, a sixth? The no. Minute it's more, only a sixth exactly.
As soon as it's over 16%, it's void.
Correct. 16.6%, it's void. Sales void.
17.
If it's 16.6, it's called in American law voidable. It's voidable. You could void it if you want. Right? So I have the option. And if it's less than a sixth, it's a mechila.
Let's say the seller wants to take a tax law.
I don't know.
A law seeker get people to sort.
I don't know. That doesn't make it's called mechila. Right. Mechila.
If you sell it for less than it's worth.
Yeah.
The seller should know it's worth A.
So the assumption is the seller doesn't know.
They didn't have department stores.
They didn't have that. You put the item under the scanner and it tells you how much it costs. They didn't have that. Iboyalahu, ready for the following question? We're going to spend the entire day on this question. Pachos mishtos l'rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, less than a sixth. What's the halacha by less than a sixth? Mechila. Mechila. Basar shtus l'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, la'al to have a mechila? Is it right away the mechila? Is it instant? Oh, b'chtei shir l'taga ol l'krovav. Or does the guy have time to show it to his cousin?
Under a sixth.
Now, im timtzalam b'chtei shir l'taga ol l'krovav. If you have the right to show it to your cousin, so then my ikka ben shtus l'pachas mishtus. What's the difference between less than a sixth and a sixth? A sixth you also have to show to your cousin. So what's the difference? Ikka, I'll tell you the difference. Dilu shtus yadu al yona. Because if it's a sixth, the guy who gets defrauded has the upper hand. Ratza chozer, if he wants, he can cancel the deal. Ratza kono machzer ona. Or he can keep the deal and give back to ona. Ilu pachas mishtus, kono machzer ona. But if it's less than a sixth, there's mechila. So of course there's a difference. My, what's the halacha? Does the buyer have time, by less than a sixth, can he show it to his, does he have time to show it to somebody? Before he realizes, I got ripped off. But it's only a little bit, it's not even a sixth. All right, it's mechila. Does he have time to show it to somebody? Okay?
So when you say less than a sixth, mean any fraud at all, or mean...
Any fraud less than a sixth. So it's not that complicated.
I know, but let's say
pennies. Correct. It's mechila. The question is, where does the mechila start? The minute I buy it, or I still have time? What's the nafkamina? I'm not really sure what a nafkamina is.
How long do you have? Really?
For what? But it's mechila anyway.
No, you can ask for the difference back, it says, under a sixth.
Pachos mishtos, kona umachzer ona. Oh, you have to ask for it back, right? But what's the difference? By a sixth, you can cancel the whole sale. So it makes a difference, right? I was cheated off by one penny. I want my penny back, right? Or no? Once it's mechila, the minute you buy it, it's mechila. You don't have time to show it to somebody. Right. That's the nafkamina.
That could be annoying, but who decides what the correct price?
So I think it's like whatever the society, whatever the oilam says.
Yeah, well, 2 days ago we already went through the thing of how long we have time to go and get it checked out.
Get what checked out?
The
Mishnah said the longer the time
it takes.
That was by a sixth.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Now we're asking if less than a sixth.
But you don't know that it's less than a sixth until you've checked it.
Exactly. What?
You don't know that.
Right. But the question is, he just asked that. The question is, and you find out it's less than a sixth.
Right.
Can you demand the money back? Or the mechila happened already when you bought it 3 hours ago.
Right.
That's the difference. That's the question. If it's ona, then of course you can get the money back. Or you can even cancel the whole sale. We follow what's going on? We're going to prove one way or the other from the Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said that the shear is a third, not a sixth, a third, which is more. The Tagri Lud were very happy when they heard that. They said, ooh, we could cheat you more and get away with it. But that, right, that's what the Tagri Lud said. A third is much more than a sixth. So it's worth five. I could charge maybe up to eight. And I still get to keep the eight. And you can't say boo about it. 7.5. Right? Whatever it is. And it's still mechila. Right? Then when they heard that the statute of limitations is longer, they said, no. We'd rather have the Rabbanon's way. We'd rather have a less sale, less fraud, but a shorter time frame. Ready? Now your head is going to actually literally spin. Here we go. What's the halacha about less than a sixth with the ona? Tashma. So 1 minute. It says chazul divrei chachamim. When the Tagri Lud heard, when the merchants in Lud heard that Rav Tarfon gave a longer statute of limitations, what did he say? What did they say? We don't want Rav Tarfon. We'd rather have less fraud but a shorter time frame. That's what they said. Now, Savruha, the Chachamim thought, the rabbis discussing this Shaila about less than a sixth, they thought, Savruha, they thought, Pachos Mishlish, Lerb Tarfon, less than a sixth, according to Rab Tarfon, less than a third, I'm sorry, according to Rab Tarfon, is Kipachos Mishtos Lerabanan Dami. It's the same thing, it's less than a sixth. Rab Tarfon's shear is a third, the Rabbanan shear is a sixth, less than that is the same halacha. Right? Now, 1 minute. If the halacha is that even by less than a sixth you have a few hours to show it to somebody, even by less than a sixth you have a few hours to show it to somebody, then that's why they should be tracked. It must be that by less than a sixth you also have to show it to somebody. Why? What? No, that's not why. Because Reb Tarfon said, I give more up to more. And everybody, all the merchants, all the sellers got so excited. They can charge even more, they can't get, and nothing can happen. What do you mean nothing can happen? They can show it to their friend. So then they said, oh, and then they have a longer time frame. We don't want that.
Didn't Reb Tarfon stay a whole day?
Yes. So it's a longer statute of limitations and greater fraud. That only makes sense, now we're assuming, that the third of Reb Tarfon is the same halacha as the sixth of the Rabbanan, which is what? Less than that is mechila, more exactly that is onah, and more than that the sale's void. Now, if it's less than a sixth, and the guy buys it, and he's able to show it to somebody, and then come back and say, by the way, you overcharged me. Less than a sixth, 100%. You overcharged me, though. Give me my money back. Right? That makes sense why when it's more than a third, less than a third, same halacha. The same halacha. Less than a third, the guy's going to, according to Reb Tarfon, the guy's going to go buy it, show it to somebody, come back and say, hey, Reb Tarfon said, less than a third, you cheated me. All right, less than a third, give me my money back. So the Tagri Lud said, I'd rather have a shorter time frame and that my cheating is less. I'd rather have that. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Imagine this scenario. The minute you buy it, the Mechila is right that second. The minute you buy it, the Mechila kicks in right then. Why on earth would the Tagri Lud not be happy with the Tarfon? The Mechila is instant. The minute you buy it, there's mechila. You hear? According to Reb Tarfon, the minute you buy the item, if it's true, that the minute you buy the item, there's mechila. The minute you buy it, there's mechila. So according to Reb Tarfon, you can charge more. What's wrong with that? You have the whole day to show. That's only if it's a sixth. To have the whole day.
A third. He's just moving on.
What?
All he's doing is moving on.
Right. Yeah, right. But if the mechila, when does the mechila kick in? Immediately? If it kicks in immediately,
no,
why not be happy with Reb Tarfon? You can charge more.
But it's retroactive.
What?
But it's retroactive.
But it's retroactive that moment.
It's only retroactive once they find out that it's good.
No, that's not what Mechila Alter means.
But it's not.
It's worth $100. You sell to me for $100.20.
Yeah.
The minute I buy it, I'm mochel the 20 cents.
No, it's subject to it.
No, that's what we're saying. Is the minute I buy it with mochel of 20 cents? If that's true,
it kicks in right away.
Right away. You don't have to show it to anybody. There's no halacha. You can't ask for the money back. The mechil is over.
Until 16.6.
Wait, how do you know that?
What?
Yeah, that's my point.
What?
How do you know that? You don't know that. It's retroactive.
Even if you show it to somebody.
That's why they were upset. They were upset because you now just gave them a whole day to go find out.
That's exactly why the mechila can't be right away.
Right.
Because if it is right away, nobody would be upset with Reb Tarfon. Nobody would have rejected Reb Tarfon. It's only a win. You hear that?
Yeah.
It must be that you have a right to show it to somebody, even if you only give yourself 20 cents on a $10 million item. And such a tiny, you still show it to somebody. And then he can come back and say, I want the money back. What? What do you mean? No, but it's less than a sixth. So there's no onah.
You don't know that yet.
Right.
So it's always the
right.
Same way.
So the question is, I don't know it yet. Does the halacha view it as retroactively when I find out it's as if it happened right this moment?
No.
Or I have the right to show it to somebody and then come back and get the money. If you hold the first way, then there's no reason why people should have been upset with Reb Tarfon. Why'd they reject Reb Tarfon? You only win with him. You only win with him. It's retroactively right the second, therefore I'm stuck with this price.
When you go sell,
and it's a greater price of fraud.
When you go sell an item in a store, you own a store.
Yeah.
You sell an item in a store, you don't want the guy, it's out of your mind, it's off your books already.
Right.
You don't want, at the end of the day, all of a sudden you just lost money.
Why? Because he came back.
Because he came back.
Now, right. And Reb Tarfon said he gave more time to come back.
Correct.
But greater fraud. But greater fraud.
Fine.
So now, when I buy sell an item to you, you say, you know what? I buy $100. How much you charge me? $101. It's $1 fraud. $1 fraud. Oh no, but less than a sixth. It's one out of 100.
Yeah.
Can you? The Gemara's question. Can you go show it to somebody? See if you cheated me by a dollar, and then come back and ask me for the dollar back. Or the minute you buy it, the mechila is right that second. And therefore, we stuck with the extra dollar that I cheated you.
I said the question is which way you're looking at it.
Right. So it must be the first way I just said. That you have the right to show it to somebody, so you got a dollar rip-off, and then come back and answer for the dollar. Why must that be the halacha?
You said before that you wanted a shorter time frame with less money.
Exactly.
That's the kicker.
Exactly. That's by a sixth.
Less than a sixth.
Right. So what on earth would someone have a problem with that? What's the problem with that? Why'd they say, oh, we don't want Reb Tarfon? It must be that even less than a sixth, you have the right to show it to somebody.
Right.
Right? It must be pshat. Now read it inside. If less than a sixth, he can show it to somebody. The whole day. That's why I don't want that. They don't want a longer time frame. They don't want that.
But automatically,
that
assumption that if they don't want a longer time frame means that there is a time frame.
Right. I'll have a mechila. But if it's mechila the second you buy it, and there is no time frame, There's no statute of limitations. The minute you buy it, you're stuck with it. I got overcharged. Too bad on you. It's less than a sixth. If that's true,
buy it beware,
whatever you want to say. Then if that's true, then Reb Tarfon namila al tahav mechila. Reb Tarfon also mechila kicks in right away. And there's no time frame at all, less than a sixth, then I might chazru. Why did they reject Reb Tarfon? Much better. Bring the Reb Tarfon, nichal etzveitz, much better. The Ma'idah Rabbanan, hakam mahashile ona, according to the Rabbanan, what is ona, after a sixth, Reb Tarfon, have a mechila. According to Reb Tarfon, it's still mechila. You're still stuck with it. There's no reason to reject that. Good briar. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Me savritz, do you hold pachas mishtus, pachas mishlish, Reb Tarfon, ke pachas mishtus, Rabbanan dami? That they're the same thing? They're not the same thing at all. Okay? They're not the same thing. If they were the same thing, then you'd be right. They're not the same thing. What is it? What's Reb Tarfon saying now? Lo. Mishtus viad shlish. From a shtus to a shlish. L'Reb Tarfon. Kishtus atzma l'Rabbanan. Right? What does that mean? Lo. Mishtus viad shlish. From a shtus to a third, which according to the Rabbanan, that's already ona. According to Reb Tarfon, it's not ona yet, right? However, he does agree that mishtus viad shlish l'Reb Tarfon is kishtus atzma l'Rabbanan dami.
Exactly, it's like
a sixth, which means that the one who's cheated has the upper hand, right, and can go back.
He can demand the sale back
or the ona back. So you gain nothing from holding a Reb Tarfon. The sellers gain nothing. Then now that they lose. Why? Because it goes on for a longer time period. Ihachi, the my samcha meyikara. Is what they're happy about to begin with. There's no reason to be happy at all. There's nothing to rejoice about. You don't gain anything going to Reb Tarfon. You don't gain a thing. So Gemara says, Tifshot, it must be they were happy with the following. That the batal mekach l'rabbanon La'olam chozer. That if it's a bitzel mekach, according to the Rabbanan, it always goes back. What does that mean? Look at the Rashi here. The bitzel mekach Rabbanan. The Mibayil on the Kaman, we're going to ask this question in a day or two. E la'olam chozer ubichtei sheyireh. Does it always go back? La'olam chozer, or only until you show it to somebody? Tifshot, the midasamchu, the Rabbanan, la'olam chozer. Always. What's the statute of limitations for a seller? So they were happy with that vart. They thought they're going to get a longer time frame if they're cheated. So that they were happy with. Then they realized, yeah, but for the overcharging to other customers, they gain nothing. So we don't want that. The kivon the amaluhu reb tarfon haveona samchu. That's for them, for their side. Then they were happy. But ki amaluhu kolayom choser. When he told them you have the whole day to undo the seal, they retracted.
The buyer has the whole day.
They retracted. The isol kadaitach. The batal mekach l'rabanan kidei she. What does it mean, batal mekach? I'm not sure I understand what that means.
Because
if the sale is void, as long as you can show it to somebody, but my samchu, what are they happy with? So there's nothing to be happy about. They lose on every end. So the Gemara says, no, they're happy with one thing. Samchu, they were happy, bishtus atzma, with a sixth itself, right? Because according to a tarifon, a sixth itself is like less than a sixth. So on that, for that few cents, they were happy. Only more than a sixth, up to a third, a tarifon agreed with the Rabbanon, so less than a sixth, they were happy. According to the Rabbanon, a sixth exactly is ona, and according to a tarifon, it's not ona yet. So they're happy with that. According to the Rabbanon, that's still Mechila. Ula Rabbanon, oh no. And according to the Rabbanon, that's oh no. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to ask the question we just discussed a second ago. Ibay Elohu. Bitul Mekach. A Bitul Mekach. Li Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon. La Olam Choser?
Are you going to sell or the buyer now?
What?
Is it going to the seller or the buyer now?
Now, the question now is more than a sixth. More than a sixth. How long? What's the statute of limitations on more than a sixth? That was the case. Iboy lehu. More than a sixth. Bitul mekach lirabanan. When it sells void. Why is it void? It's more than a sixth. Lirabanan. Lolam choser? What's the statute of limitations? There is none? 100 years later, you can get the item back? Money back? Oh, Dilma, no, same thing. Bechdeshir latagar ole krovo. Do you have time to show it to somebody? More than a sixth. That's the question. So before, when we said that the issue was more than a sixth, right? Im tim tzalomar bechdeshir latagar ole krovo. If it's more than a sixth, and you only have a day to show it to somebody, a few hours to show it to somebody, so my ikka ben shtus liyeser al shtus. What's the difference? So Gemara says a big difference. What do you mean? Ikka deilushtos mishenas ane choser. If it's a sixth, the one who gets cheated can either demand the sixth back or void the whole sale. Veilu yeser al shtos. But if it's more than a sixth, shneim choserin. They both could void the sale.
Didn't you say it'd be more than a sixth to void it though?
Yeah, it's more than a sixth.
But he said if it's
a sixth. If it's exactly a sixth, only the one who got defrauded has the right to void the sale. If it's more than a sixth, either side could do it. My, what's the story? So Toshma, again, the exact same raya. Chazru l'divrei chachamim. The first they heard of Tarfon, they got all excited. Then they said, no, we don't like Tarfon. E armit pishlama betel mekach b'lorabanan. If you hold that more than a sixth, the sale is void. Bichtei shiel tago l'krovo. As long as you have to show it to somebody. Ulur of Tarfon kol hayom, the whole day. Mishumachi chazru. That's why they were upset. Why? Is a longer time frame to void the sale. But if there is no statute of limitations, and a tire friend gets you more than you could cheat somebody, why they reject it? Am I chazru? Why they reject it?
It was better under a tire.
Right? The tire friend nichalei tzvei. It's much better. Why is it much better? The kamash v'leona kol hayom v'sulo, because you have the whole day, and that's it. According to the Rabbanon, it goes on forever. According to the Tafel, it stops after a day. Right? So the Gemara answers, Bitul mekach lo shchiach. To charge somebody so much that you're going to get away with it, that's not shchiach. It's lo shchiach. It's lo shchiach. Who's lo shchiach? Right? It's lo shchiach to cheat somebody so much.
Have you ever been to a kosher
market? Right? It's lo shchiach.
I didn't say names.
Since it's lo shchiach, it's not a shaila. Okay? Okay, that was the. That was it. That the rest of the Gemara that was easy.
How do you conduct business like that? At every sale, you have to worry someone's going to go with it. It's hard to do it.
Well, that's not true because most stores have a return policy. You factor it in, a certain amount will be returned. That's how it is.
No sales. Fine.
No, but no. You return an item because you don't like it, it doesn't fit, whatever it is. You don't return an item because you were cheated by 2 cents.
Right.
You go into a store, whatever that you don't want it, so don't go in that store.
Right.
Okay, I tell you. Right? There are,
but it's the same thing.
See, in America, the philosophy is, if you can get that price, call a kavod. You're going to charge $1,000 and someone else charges $100. So don't go to the guy for $1,000. They have that. It's called cars. You can buy a car for $20,000. You can buy a car for $100,000. You can't walk in and buy a fancy car. Oh, it's on up.
But
you don't want that, then go to the other store.
But if you find something cheaper, you can return the more expensive item.
Okay, so but not every car is created equal, right? So, but in halacha, a different thing. I'm returning it because you cheated me. There's no such thing like that in America. There's no such thing. There is, by the way. There's such a thing.
It's
consumer price, not usury. Consumer price, yes. But for such a thing. So I was wondering about that. Why? In Hilchos Shabbos, I think it was Gamliel made a rule that you can't, the sellers can't charge the asher buying fish because the people need fish for Shabbos. The sellers are overcharging.
Yeah.
So what do you mean overcharging? It's enough. So I don't know the answer. I was wondering about that question. Right, the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah.
Because
commodities.
Yeah, so what?
You couldn't get a lower price because on
no, we can get a higher price. They were cheating people on Fridays.
Right.
All of a sudden, Friday, the fish is more expensive.
Yeah,
what could you do?
That's right.
So what about, what do you mean, what could you do? What about Onah?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with the stores raise price before Pesach.
But there's no, it doesn't apply today.
Sure it does. Erev Pesach.
You're going to take it to the Bez Din?
No.
There's Onah? Good luck.
But Erev Pesach, they raise the price in 25.
I understand.
Yeah. So it's the same difference.
But no one has any teeth to stop that.
You're right. But there's a difference between a market price where, because the market price, the price goes up, and
right.
Somebody gouging when you can check the price and you've been overcharged.
Okay, let's get to the two dots. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Pachas Mishtos, Nikdemekach. Less than a sixth, the sale's valid. Yeser al Shtos, more than a sixth, Bitul Mekach. It's void. Shtos, exactly a sixth, Kone Umachzer Onah. It's good, you have to return the Onah. Vzeh Vzeh Bechle Shir Lotago Olakrovo. They both have this man showing it to somebody. Tanya Kavase de Rava, we have a brisa like this. Oh no, Pachas Mishtos, Nik de Mekach, less than a sixth, it's valid. Yeser al Shtos, more than that, Batal Mekach, it's void. Shtos, exactly, Kono Machzer, or no, Diver of Nasim. Rabbi Huda Nasi Omer, Yad Machra al Yona, no. If it's a sixth, the one who got ripped off has the upper hand. Rata Omer, Tainli Mi Mikhi, give me it back. Oh, Tainli Ma Sha'an Yusi, or give me back my fraud. Vizev, Vizev, Techshil Tagar, Ola Krovo. And both have the same Zma, have the same time frame. To show it to somebody else, right? In other words, nobody holds like a tarfon in anything here.
Right?
Tarfon don't hold like a tarfon. All right, I think we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the way, is a much easier daf. Much easier. All right, we'll stop tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. And today's daf, we learned Le'il Nishmas, Yitzchak Ben Shaul as well, the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and everyone have a very good day.